Recent polls show the presidential race unexpectedly close in Alaska, and in the coming weeks, we'll be checking in with voters around the state, asking what matters most to them and who they're supporting as Election Day approaches. Tonight, we hear from Julie Tisdale of Anchorage. Tisdale is 47, an accountant, and a lifelong Alaskan, and she's an enthusiastic supporter of Donald Trump. She sat down with Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes to talk about faith, politics, and The Apprentice.
When I pull up to Julie Tisdale's house in a newly developed pocket of West Anchorage, the first thing I see is a bumper sticker that says, Proud Conservative.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Zach.
Zach, Julie.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Tisdale's dogs, a Rottweiler and a Pitbull, give the occasional bark from upstairs. Nearby is a bookshelf showing off the names and titles from the country's most prominent conservative writers as we pull up chairs in Tisdale's very tidy dining room.
Donald Trump. I always, you know, I have to start at the beginning because I always watch The Apprentice. I love that show. And then they had Celebrity Apprentice, and I think I watched every single season. And what I really loved about that show is how they always gave money to nonprofits. And he's straight into the point. I love it that he would just be, you're fired, get out of here. You know, it's just, you're fired, move on. I don't know, I guess I really appreciated that. So what, a year and a half ago when you decided to run for president, I think that's what this country needs, is somebody who can run a business. You know, it's going to be good for our country.
Tisdale says she first got involved in politics in a serious way about 4 years ago. And now she's the treasurer of the Anchorage Republican Women's Club.
You know, conservative Christian ladies. We're not like the far, far right that some people, you know, like to say about, you know, conservatives. And we just want to get involved in our community.
You mentioned being a Christian, and I'm curious mm-hmm. what your faith means to you.
I'm Catholic. I've been Catholic, oh gosh, probably 15 years. It's very important to me, so.
What's the relationship for you between your faith and your politics?
You know, I guess that a lot of faiths, and this might be upset some people, a lot of faiths are like, well, you can't have gay marriage and you can't have that. Well, I'm not that extreme. I think if two people love each other and they want to get married, I would never be one to tell somebody that they can't do that. You know, of course, I'm definitely pro-life. I'm not able to have kids, and so I think having a child is a blessing, you know, and I just, the thought of, you know, somebody having an abortion breaks my heart, so I'm definitely pro-life when it comes to that.
You know, when you talk about conservative issues or the kind of values in the Republican Party that you like, what are some of those values? What do you see as kind of the issues that matter the most to you?
Definitely oil development, and we are an oil state. And yes, I wish we had different industries where we could make money, but you know, Alaska is a very oil dependent state. So to me, it's, you know, more development within Alaska. You know, responsible development, of course. To me, that's a very big thing. My ex-husband, when I was married, he works for the oil companies. He still does. He was laid off, not this May, but the May prior, while we were still married. That was a very scary, scary thing for us.
And tell me about your feelings towards Donald Trump. I'm curious how his campaign for you is compared to the character and the persona and the personality from The Apprentice for you. Do you see them as the same, or do you think it's kind of different characters that have come forward?
I think it is a little bit different. I wish he would stop complaining. That's what really bothers me, and I don't like it. It's like, I don't know, put on your big boy panties, you know what I mean, and just stop complaining. Yeah, the media is against you. You know, all of a sudden, all these women are coming out, you know, making these accusations. It, you know, I don't buy it. You know, to me, a lot of it seems made up.
And how did you react to the tape that came out of the mic being on and the remarks about groping and some of those remarks?
Well, I listened to it, and I was like, oh, you know, that's a guy being a guy. And I was married to a slope worker, and he said things, he cussed a lot, and you know, would say sexist remarks, and to me that it is locker room talk.
The polling makes it seem like it'll be a hard road for Mr. Trump to win, and I'm curious how that makes you feel, and then what you think you'll do if he doesn't win the presidency.
If he does lose, you know what? Tomorrow's a new day. You know, it's you know, then in four more years, hopefully, you know, the Republican Party will have another good, solid candidate to run. You know, it's the world's not going to end. It's going to be a bummer.
That was Donald Trump supporter Julie Tisdale of Anchorage speaking with Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes. Tomorrow, we'll hear from a Hillary Clinton supporter on St. Paul Island.